In April of 2014, I started sending out an email every single workday to my list that I've grown since then for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. And like any good email marketer, I've paid attention to the metrics, right? Like when I send out an email on Monday, I try and figure out, like, how many people opened it, how many people engaged with it, how many people click through, et cetera, et cetera. And, recognizing that stats are limited but valuable, especially to see through time. And what I started to notice is that, some emails that I write, but you should notice this if you're paying attention to stats. Some emails that I write, they get way more attention, they get way more open rates, they get way more engagement, right? And some don't. And so I've had the chance with this constant monitoring of my email marketing results to reflect a lot on how to get your marketing emails opened and read. And I thought that I would share some of that with you in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So, one of the best things that you can absolutely do as an email marketer is this thing where you're constantly, or really as a marketer in general, where you're constantly putting things out in front of the market and testing and saying, hey, like, does this resonate? Does this not resonate? If I do it differently, if I maybe use a slightly different idea, does that get more attention? And you start to notice patterns through time, and you start to develop these like frameworks that work for you. And you start to recognize, oh, these are like the principles that matter. These are the strategies that matter. And these are the ones that are way less relevant. And the one thing that I will say, if you want consistently high email marketing open rates, click-through rates, that kind of engagement that signifies that people are paying attention to your messages and taking action based on your messages, you really need to focus on, do I have a really good idea here? Do I have a really good idea, and am I presenting it in an interesting way? And not necessarily interesting to me, but in a way that is interesting to the reader. So you can get into all sorts of different gimmicks and all sorts of different, whatever when it comes to email marketing. You can try and copy headline formulas or subject line formulas, or you can do clickbait, you can do whatever, you can I don't know, there's lots of goofy people doing goofy things with email. But what it all comes down to, if you want a consistent pattern of high open rates, high readership rates, high action rates based on the emails that you send out, you have to present interesting ideas in interesting ways that are completely relevant to your reader. And what that leads to, like in the short term, catching an interesting idea that's super relevant to your reader, well, it's going to get engagement, right? But when you do that through time, you build a reputation. And that reputation is actually way more important. When people are scanning their inbox, they are more likely to open that email based on who sent it than what the specific subject line is. And so if you build a reputation through time with your audience such that when your name shows up in their inbox, they're like, ooh, I need to read that person's emails, then you're going to have a much easier time getting all kinds of open rates and click-through rates and et cetera with your email, right? And this comes back to what I've called value-first marketing. And so that is your goal in your marketing. And this is a principle that I learned from Gary Bensavinga, one of the greatest copywriters of all time, that your marketing itself should provide value to the reader. Now, they can, of course, get more value by going through and purchasing your offer, your product, your service, right? But your marketing itself can provide them some level of value even without them making a purchase. And when you are recognized as someone who provides value every time you show up. They're going to read and engage with your stuff. And that value doesn't necessarily have to be like, oh, here's an important tip. That tends to be what I focus on a lot, but there are different forms of value. Entertainment is a value. Humor is a value. Like having fun is a value that they can get out of your emails. And so if you are providing some kind of entertainment, if you're providing some kind of humor, if you're providing some kind of information, useful information, then they are going to get some value and they're going to say, oh, like when this person shows up, I feel good because I'm getting value. When this person shows up, I feel good because I'm getting value. Oh, this person continuously is providing me with cool ideas, like, or presenting cool ideas in their emails. Awesome. So all of that said, like when you have a whole bunch of ideas that you can pull from that are like super valuable to your readers, well, then you're more likely to get all of your marketing emails open and read, not just now, but it's a snowball effect of readers paying more attention and even sharing your content, which happens a lot with the content that I put out. And then like when you do get down to the very specific, when you get down to the very specific writing of the very specific email, subject lines do matter a lot. And you do have to be careful. Not to be too gimmicky with it. The first thing that you should do is make sure that you are providing interesting and relevant ideas in your subject line to your audience. So a subject line, like for my list in particular, because so many people on my list are copywriters at different stages in their career, but where it's still relevant to get clients, any subject line that refers to get copywriting clients tends to be open and read on a fairly high basis among my list. Different lists are going to have different patterns of the things that they are most engaged with, different chunks of ideas. And you have to get to know that for your audience, for your list. But then once you have the idea, it's about presenting it in an interesting, compelling way. And one little technique that I use that kind of ties back to what I just said is keywords. And so get copywriting clients in my subject line, because I know my list, is going to be one thing that gets a lot of engagement with my emails. It's a keyword. Copywriting in general is a keyword for my list. Conversion rate may be a keyword. For your list, it may be something different completely, because all of our lists are different groups of people and they expect different value based on different relationships with different people. And so how you show up is going to, like how you show up in their inbox is going to be different than how I show up, but it's about that relationship and nailing that even from your subject line in. And then in your subject line, one more thing is I have this ABC headline formula, and it's just a reminder of the things that the get headlines that get attention and get readership in headlines. So the ABC headline formula stands for audience, benefit, and curiosity. Number one, does my audience recognize that this is for them? You don't have to say like copywriters, colon, right? Or online marketers, colon, Facebook marketer, colon, whatever, or single moms, colon, or whatever, like whoever your audience is, right? You don't have to call them out in that way. But if I say, new technique to get copywriting clients, somebody who is a copywriter who works with clients is going to recognize that that's for them. Benefit, well, get copywriting clients implies a benefit, right? What is the outcome that you're promising based on the idea in the email? It could be entertainment, like, you know, this totally blew me away when I saw it for the first time. Now I want you to see it. Like, I don't know. That's a terrible, vague, generic subject line that probably would only work if you had a really good relationship with the audience. But the benefit there is like you want to focus on what benefit they get. There needs to be some either implied or directly communicated benefit in the subject line, the first few words. It needs to be there. And then curiosity. Don't give away everything in the subject line. And actually, if you want to click through from your email, don't give away everything in the email. You want them to have some unanswered question, some open loop, something that they need to have answered that can only be answered by opening the email, by clicking through to the next page, et cetera, et cetera. So there needs to be some element of curiosity that pulls them through to the next step in the system. And so when you do that, you know, when you're presenting interesting ideas consistently, and you're building a reputation with your audience, and then you're making sure that every email message that you send out does convey an interesting idea, and that speaks to the audience, the benefit and the curiosity, and maybe uses some keywords that are relevant to them, well, your marketing emails are more likely to get opened and read. Now, if you want basically an unlimited source of ideas, I'll include a link to my email copywriting prompts. It's a new special offer that I put out, and it is basically a source of unlimited marketing ideas based on proven direct response marketing principles. Again, I've been writing daily emails since 2014 for myself, as well as emails for clients going way back to actually 2005. And so I have a lot of experience and have recognized what consistently works as ideas to put into marketing emails. And this is designed to elicit those ideas relevant to your product, your business, your market, your offer for you, so that you can then turn those into compelling, interesting, original marketing emails. So the link is in the description to that. I'm Roy Furr. This is your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Let me know on a scale 1 to 10 how valuable you found this episode and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? Leave that in the comments. Also, tap the like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it directly, and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. Also, go to BreakthroughMarketingSecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here. And go write a marketing email that gets opened and read. And I'll catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.